Brothers Tyler and Cody Wright of Sault Ste. Marie recently returned from the 69th Promotion Corduroy Enduro, billed as Canada's toughest race, with a lot to be proud of. The two-day dirt bike race, also known as the Cord, was held September 23 and 24 in Gooderham, 140 kilometers east of Barrie on 150 kilometers of rugged terrain. Tyler finished in 22nd place while Cody finished 29th. That's no small feat, as the race attracted approximately 650 dirt bike racers from places as far apart as South Africa and Costa Rica. Both Wright brothers received finishers' medals for their endurance. There is uphill and downhill, but mostly it's a cross-country race across logs, rocks and shallow water. It's straight through the forest. There's no groomed trail, Tyler told Sue today. The two brothers registered in May for the September race. This is our second year doing it. I didn't finish both days last year because it was too much, but this year both of us completed it on both days. It's nerve-wracking doing it, Tyler said. I finished last year, but it takes a lot of endurance and mental ability to keep you going all day. It gets tiring by the second day, Cody said. Cody is 24, Tyler is 22. Both men work at the Sue's Right Time Contracting. About halfway through the second day, there was one section where we had to go across a river. It was shallow water, but there were really slippery rocks. It took up a lot of energy. After that, you're so tired you almost don't feel your body parts anymore, Tyler said. I felt like my legs and my arms were about to fall off. Everything was quite sore by the second day when I crossed the finish line, Cody said. Though a grueling experience, both men said finishing the race was satisfying. We both enjoyed it. It's hard, but it's such a relief when you finally make the end, Tyler said. It made me feel like I made a checkmark on my bucket list. I made it to the finish line. Not all people can, so it makes you feel pretty good, Cody said. Tyler said he practiced his dirt bike racing skills every third weekend this summer, while Cody said he simply put his helmet on at the race and went to work. When you're partly through the first day, you hit a hard spot and some people don't finish the race, so you feel good about yourself by the second day. The number of competitors gets thin, but you're still pushing. When you're getting near the end of that second day, giving it that final push, knowing that there's only a few of you left, you get a feeling of satisfaction at the end knowing you can achieve this, Tyler said. We would both do it again. You need lots of stamina and the will to make that finish line. You have to make sure you have lots of energy in your system, Cody said. The 70th Corduroy Enduro will be held in 2024. If you can do this, there isn't much you can't do, Tyler said, reflecting on the endurance he and his brother showed during the physically demanding event.